October 28th, translation. Continue.
Srimati Radhika disappeared from Ras Lila. That time the other gopis saw the smaller footprints between the footprints of Krishna, and they followed that to Shingha Vat, where Krishna was decorating the hair of Srimati Radhika. So continuing from Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Sri Sanatana Goswami, we have Bhagavatamrita of Sri Sanatana Goswami. Then that verse we discussed last night, that Sanatana Goswami has given a very extended tika commentary on that. Rati Raso Kutasta. Rati Raso Kutasta. That person who performs association with devotee, then definitely they will achieve Tibhurati, a very powerful type of attraction to the feet of Madhudvi Sri Krishna. Therefore, the Bhagavatam has also described the glories of Sadhu Sangha, and Sri Sanatana Goswami has collected all these different quotes and placed them in his tika. Satam prasangam mamavirja mamburo. Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana Katha Tat Yotinat Asura Varu Vatmani Sadarati Bhakti Anukramasati. Sri Kapila Dev is saying, if someone completely absorbs himself in Sadhu Sangha and in that association constantly hears Harikatha, then definitely all their unwanted desires will be destroyed and they will sequentially achieve Shraddha, Faith, Rati, Bhav Bhakti and finally Prema. But what is Sangha? Samyak Rupa Anugamana, it is Sangha. Sangha means to completely follow the sadhu. How? By hearing the Harikatha. By keeping that Harikatha in our heart, and afterwards again and again contemplating that Harikatha. That person who performs this type of sadhu Sangha, that person will achieve Rati to the feet of Madhudvi Sri Krishna. In that Sangha, one will develop a great liking and attraction to the sweetness of Krishna Lila. One will think, well, this Harikatha is just like the sweetest medicine. And by taking that Bhakti Rasayan, that nectar topics of Sri Krishna, then all unwanted desires will be destroyed and one will achieve faith, then Bhava Bhakti, and finally, Prema Bhakti. This Bhakti Rasayan is achieved only in association with devotees. Just see the example of Sri Parikshit Maharaj. In 7 days, simply by satsanga, mahatsanga, he achieved that prema from Sri Sukadev Goswami. Therefore, by hearing Harikatha in the association of the sadhu, very quickly one will become free from unwanted desires and achieve Shraddha, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. This same sequence has been described by Sri Sukadev Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That sequence is, first one develops Shraddha in Harikatha, then one performs, upon developing that faith, one performs sadhan by performing the 9 limbs of devotion, and finally by that sadhan, one achieves Prema Bhakti. Therefore, Bhakti is Subjatiya Bhakta. Bhakti is achieved only in the association of devotees, or Bhakti comes from Bhakti. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Bhakti Muhu Pravahito. The devotee there is praying, Hey Ananta, O Krishna, Unlimited Lord, if you are pleased with me, then give me one benediction. Please give me the association of that pure-hearted Mahabhagavat, birth after birth. Even I may attain any other species of life, but please do not cheat me from that type of association. What type of sadhu? That sadhu whose heart is continuously flowing pure devotion, like an unbroken stream of honey from a jar. That sadhu will always be speaking Harikatha, and by hearing your pastimes and your qualities from his lotus mouth, then I will easily become maddened in the topics of Sri Krishna, and in that state of attraction to topics of Sri Hari, I will easily cross the ocean of birth and death. I will easily achieve devotion in the sangha of that pure devotee. Then even by taking bath in the river Ganga, one may not become as purified as even one moment's association with a sadhu. O Ananta, O Sri Krishna, give me association with a sadhu. What sadhu? That sadhu whose devotion is not covered by karma or dhyana, who always cultivates devotions which are anukulya, which are favorable towards Sri Krishna, and always remaining in the association of superior Vaishnavas and Gurudev, who are affectionate to us, Swajati Asrai Snigdha, and who are also in the same mood to which we aspire, then I will easily achieve devotion. And what should we do in that association? We should be like Pariksit Maharaj, continuously asking questions to Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Sri Pariksit Maharaj asked, oh, why did Krishna kill his uncle? That is not written in scripture. What pastimes did he perform in Vrindavan? Why did he go to Mathura? What happened when he went to Dwarka? Thus in that association, the devotee should continuously ask questions. And then by answering those questions, there will be a continuous flow of Harikatha. Do I want mukti? What need of separately endeavoring for liberation? Mukti is simply a byproduct of devotion. Anyway, what is mukti? Mukti hirmanyatam rupam svarupena vidyastati. Mukti means to be established in my surup as a pure servant of Sri Krishna. I also have no desire of yogic perfections or mystic siddhis, because these are easily achieved by the glance of Bhakti Devi. Therefore, Diyaman Makriyanam Bhinamat Sevanam Jana. Hey Sri Krishna, even if you offer the five types of liberation, I will not accept. Simply I want to perform hearing and chanting in the association of that pure devotee. Without association, one may easily give up all types of wealth, family members. Why? Even we can give up the mat and mandir for that type of association. Even if I have so much material opulence, without sadhu sangha, you can achieve no benefit or permanent happiness from that. Therefore, we should try to trick others to come for that sangha. Oh yes, come, there is very nice katha, nice prasadam. And by hearing that katha, all anathas will be destroyed, and even mukti will be considered insignificant.